It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, I don't know whether this is the last Swap Shop of the era, or if this is just a different one, or the next one will be a different one. We were talking about it off the air, and it may continue on. Scott's working on what's going to happen. We are going to have a change in the different format that we go through, so a lot of different people will be on different time slots. I think it'll be a good change. It'll give you all something new to look at and listen to. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop, and you know how it works. We're not going to belabor the point. If you have something that you're trying to get rid of, something you're trying to find, or an event that you want to talk about, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you can tell us, you know, you have a saw. I always struggle finding an item that you might want to sell. You have a saw that you've had in your basement for 20 years, you never use it, you know, it's a handsaw, and you'd like to get rid of it. Give us a call, tell us about that saw, give us your phone number, and we'll try and sell it for you right here on the air. I noticed there are lots of yard sales going on this weekend. Now, you better get them in quickly, because, you know, there might be some bad weather coming. Scott opened the door, and it looked like it might be coming right away. Give us a call. Tell us where your yard sale is. We'll put it on the air, and maybe we can get some people to come. Now, I announced a yard sale last week that was real close to my house. The person didn't ask me to announce it, but I did, and she told me she got extra people around the time that I had mentioned it. So who knows whether it was us or whether it just was serendipity. Who knows? All right. We do have some things. If you want to send in information, you're welcome to do that as well. And what you do is you send the event, the time, if there's an admission, where it is, that sort of thing, send it to us at WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right. Some of the things that have been sent in to us. Don't forget, I got to make sure I got the right one here. Hang on. Meet and Dine with the Presidents, which is going to be held on Saturday, November 5th. From 5:30 to 8:30 out at Day Spring Wesleyan Church. There's a $40 VIP seating price, $35 for general seating, and $20 for general seating for children 5 to 12. This is being put on by the Marion County Historical Society to raise funds for the Historical Society. And at the event, you have to register by, where does it tell me? You have to get your reservation in by Thursday, October 20th. So you got a little time. But the reason why we're announcing it so early is because they do have a pretty early registration time. There are going to be four presidents who will be speaking. Well, three presidents and a first lady who will be speaking at this event. James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and Betty Ford will be at this as speaking presidents and first lady. And then there are non-speaking presidents, including James Madison, Martin Van Buren, James Buchanan, who is my favorite because I will be Mr. Buchanan, Ulysses Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, Harry Truman, and Dwight Eisenhower. So that'll be interesting. I'll get to meet Dwight Eisenhower. I campaigned for him. I was 5 years old, and my mother and father gave me little buttons to pass out to a parade that was being held in his honor in South Bend, Indiana. I went up and down with my mom and handed out buttons. Such a cute little kid I was. Hang on just a second. We've got a phone call. Let's go see what's going on. Hi, you're on the air.
I have a Plano tackle box and some fishing lures I'd like to sell.
A Plano? Is that the name?
Yeah, Plano. Plano tackle box.
Okay.
Very and good. I have some fishing lures I would like to sell, too. So
okay.
Anybody's a fisherman, and I'm kind of down to sizing mine.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now, so, and...
Certain lures are for certain type of fish.
These are bass lures.
Bass lures, okay.
Yes.
Because I remember I used to go fishing up on Lake Erie, and we always had to get the Erie Deary.
Yeah.
Which
those were mainly for walleye.
For walleye, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking my type of talk.
Well, okay, we've got a Plano tackle box and fishing lures.
Bass lures.
Bass lures.
Yeah.
And what number can they call you?
Okay, it's
740-389-1479. Now, do you have any price on it?
I'm just going to take the best offer
okay.
on them. I can negotiate. You know.
Sure, sure.
But if there's no answer here, just leave a message.
Okay, leave a message, and let me give this back to you. You have a Plano tackle box and fishing lures for basses. Bass.
Right.
And your phone number is 740-389-1479. Did I get it?
Yeah, you got her.
All right. And leave a message. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. That sounds like fun. Let's go fishing. I'd like to go fishing for... We had our summer cottage up in northern Michigan, we mainly fished for bass. It didn't do very well, but the lake that we had a cottage on was about 2 miles across and about 4 or 5 miles long. It was big. It was a pretty big lake as far as Ohio's concerned. It was huge, but... it was a great lake for bass fishing if you knew where the bass holes were. And my dad and grandfather knew where they were, but they wouldn't tell anybody. So, anyway, Plano Tackle Box, fishing lures for bass, 740-389-1479. If nobody answers, leave a message, all right? And he'll take the best offers that he gets. So you may have to do a little negotiating there. All right, we also have, and if you have something you'd like to sell like that, give us a call at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. All right. Harvest Happenings Festival is going to be taking off here. What is the date? October 8th and 9th, which is a Saturday and a Sunday. It'll be at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, which is in Mount Gilead. And they have all sorts of things, face painting, hay rides, train rides, all sorts of stuff. There'll be local vendors for food. They're going to have an auction, raffle, pie auction. Sounds good. So that'll be on October 8th and 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Harvest Happening Festival and Craft Show in at the Morrow County Fairgrounds in Mount Gilead. All right. We also have this one sent in to us. The Caledonia Farmers Market is held on Saturdays from 10 to 1. That will go all the way through September. So you go to the Caledonia Public Square from 10 to 1, and the Farmers Market will be going on. Let's see here. They have locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey. That sounds good. I just ran out of my honey, by the way. Maybe I need to get out there. They also have locally produced meats and lots of crafts and stuff like that. Saturday, August 13th, that's coming up real soon, 11 a.m., they're going to have a cornhole tournament. I'm looking to see where that's going. That's going to be at Young's Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia, Ohio. If you want to register for that, 740-251-7437. To register for the cornhole tournament, 740-251-7437. It's $20, I'm not quite sure all these figures. They have a payout and stuff, but it'll cost you $20 to register for that. They're taking up to 80 players, so it sounds like a good time. Let's see. In Marion County, where is it? Oh, at the county fairgrounds. On the 24th, out at the county fairgrounds, they're going to have a produce market. And on the 27th, they're going to have Operation Farm Shield. I'm not quite sure what that is, but that's out at the Marion County Fairgrounds. And as usual, let's see, August 23rd, there will be a neighborhood supper drive-through dinner down at the Waldo St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo, Ohio. Everybody's welcome. Anyone that wants to go get a warm meal can stop at that and pull up to the door that's right there by the parking lot, and they'll bring it out to you. And that goes from 4:30 to 6 p.m. On August 23rd. All right? I guess that's all I have for right now. If you have something you'd like to sell or some event that you'd like to talk about, or if you have a garage sale going on, give us a holler and we'll put it on the air for you. We have a gentleman who called in. He's got Plano tackle box and fishing lures for bass. And if you are interested in that sort of thing, he'll negotiate with you on the price. You really can't give a single price because each lure is different, right? And the tackle box, he'll negotiate the price on that. 740-389-1479. If he doesn't answer the phone, leave a message, all right? All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. This will be my last Swap Shop. I'm not sure if they're going to continue to do it or not, but it'll be my last Swap Shop. I kind of enjoyed doing it because basically I just blabber on about things that are going on and tell you about the stuff that keeps getting mailed into us. People do like to have these announcements put on there, so they send them. I think I just heard thunder. Yikes! I did hear thunder. Hey, if you want a pair of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Now, the Dublin Irish Festival is going on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and that's down in Dublin, Ohio. I've got a pair of tickets just for the first person that calls in right now. Call in if you want a pair of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Let's see, I'm trying to see if it has any stipulations on this. It does not. This will admit one person, and I'll give you a pair of them, so you and your girlfriend, or you and your boyfriend, or you and your child, or whatever, you can go to this, a pair of tickets. If you're interested, give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right. Anyway, oh, I forgot to look up. Usually I do some trivia, which I didn't do today because I was blabbing away about things I wish for you. And maybe we'll pull up some trivia and see what's going on. Let's see here. Hang on. Don't go away. Okay. I misspelled trivia. That will always mess you up. Policeman's going by, so I gotta hang on just a second. Here we go. All right. Now, they always say these are the greatest questions ever. And usually they're not the greatest questions ever. Let's see. Come on. All right. Random trivia, this is. Okay. And you will. In what year was the first ever Wimbledon championship held? Ooh, this is interesting. Oh, got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Glenn.
Yeah.
I want to wish you I guess we can call it semi-retirement or whatever.
Okay.
A happy one.
Thank you so much.
And a safe travel wherever you go, you know, and enjoy your life.
I will try and keep the rubber facing down on the road.
Yeah, I honked at you the other day that I seen your camp in the yard.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. So your Mel just went and you was out and I blew the horn at you that went by.
Oh, that was you. I wondered who that was blowing the horn at me.
Yeah, that was me.
All right.
But it's that time of year again, so Grandview is having their sales this Saturday, 8 to question mark.
Say that again.
Grandview Estates is having their yard sales.
That's out northeast on town, right?
Yeah, north of town there on Polling Road.
Grandview Estates, and they're having yard sales. Now, that usually runs Friday and Saturday, doesn't it?
Well, they have some open on Friday, but the biggest part is on Saturday the 6th.
All right. Very good.
And it says on the sign 8 o'clock. A question, so I thought I'd throw it in there again.
Okay, excellent. We will mention it.
Well, I'll miss you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you so much for the call and being kind.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. What a nice thing for him to do. I recognize him as a regular, and I wish I could find in my heart to continue doing this, but I really think that my wife and my puppy dogs need a little time away. We need to use that RV. And it's a nice RV. We spent the weekend up at Lake Erie this past weekend and had a great time up there. Buddy, my doggie, was a little confused because everybody up there had at least one dog and many of them had two and they were everywhere. And he wasn't quite sure whether he was supposed to bark or pee or what he was supposed to do. But he had a good time. Now the last time I saw him, he was sound asleep on the couch as I left this morning because he was exhausted from the weekend. All right. We have a gentleman that has a Plano tackle box and some bass fishing lures that he'd like to get rid of. Give him a call at 740-389-1479. If he doesn't answer the phone, just leave a message. He'll negotiate with you on that sort of thing. And we also have the Grandview or Grand Estates. Is it Grandview Estates? I think it's Grandview Estates yard sales going on. They will be going on Friday and Saturday, but definitely Saturday. So they're starting at 8 o'clock and they'll go to whenever they get tired of going. Okay? Head out to the Grandview Estates yard sales. All right. Hg is the chemical symbol of what element? Well, this is really... Do you remember your chemistry from high school or college or wherever you had it? I had one semester in chemistry, and I really had forgotten that this was the chemical symbol for mercury, Hg. I knew I wasn't supposed to hold mercury in my hand, but I didn't know that that was the symbol for it. By the way, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. This is Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and this is literally my last hour on the air here officially until I come back. Scott keeps thinking I'm going to come back because I will get so bored in January and February because the snow's on the ground, and he's probably right. I probably will. But I'll be around. I'll be helping. If you need a pair of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, give us a call. We've got a pair of tickets for you. Absolutely free. Just give us a call, and I will, I'll put your name on them, and we'll give them to you. That goes on, by the way, August 5th, 6th, and 7th. So you can pick any one of those days, and these tickets will admit you two people to the Dublin Irish Festival. It sounds like fun. Let's see. Which email service is owned by Microsoft? Well, I'll tell you that one because I get mad at them all the time. Hotmail is owned by Microsoft. Now, that's the my email service is Hotmail. And by the way, if you ever want to message me, I don't mind at all. GlennCoble@hotmail.com. Just give me a... Now, Glenn is spelled with two N's, and sometimes people forget that, and they don't get through to me. And they say, oh, you never answer your emails. Well, not if they're spelled Glenn with one N. Which country produces the most coffee in the world? Now, this should be obvious. It's Brazil. Now, I prefer Kona coffee, which is Hawaii. Now, if you've ever had Kona coffee, you will always want Kona coffee. It is that good. But it's very expensive because how big is Hawaii? They're not nearly as big as Brazil. So they don't have, they don't generate as much coffee. But when we were there, I went to Hawaii with a basketball team, and when I was there, I had Kona coffee every day, and I became addicted to Kona coffee. Hey, you're listening to WWGH. This is Swap Shop. If you have something you're trying to get rid of, like the gentleman who's trying to sell his Plano tackle box or his fishing lures, bass fishing lures, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. His number is 740-389-1479. Hang on, we got a phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you the one that was going to dig up some dahlias in that?
Was I the one that was going to dig up what?
Daylilies or lilies.
Well, you know, I'm not digging them up, but we had a lady, Dr. Coleman.
I heard her program.
She digs them up, and she has so many, she gives them away. Yeah. No, not me. I wasn't going to dig any up. I only have one or two.
I was just interested in some lilies.
Okay.
Buying some.
Yeah, I will not be doing my show with her next week because I'm basically retiring. But
I heard that. I've been listening to the radio.
Yeah, I hope I didn't bore you too badly.
Okay. Have a nice semi-retirement.
Thank you.
Enjoy your travels and be safe.
Well, let me. Can you give me your phone number and maybe somebody will give you a call if they're trying to get rid of some daylilies.
Okay. 740-642.
What was that again?
740 262-9148.
9148. Okay, and you're looking for daylilies. Okay. We'll see if we can't get somebody to get some. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, if you got some daylilies you're digging up, there's no sense in throwing them in the compost if you can give them to somebody like this lady who is really looking for daylilies. And I'm sure she would appreciate them. Give her a call, 740-262-9148, if you have some daylilies that you're trying to get rid of. Now, I don't. I'm afraid that I only have two or three, so I'm going to keep them all. Hang on, we're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, that lady that just called.
Yeah.
There's a nursery up in New Washington, just on the other side of Bucyrus, called Richards.
Mm-hmm.
And I went last Friday, and they had a really good selection of daylilies.
Oh, good. It's called Richards, and it's, where was it again?
It's in New Washington. It's
okay.
About 10 miles northeast of Bucyrus.
Okay, all right.
And, yeah, it's about a 35-minute drive from Marion, maybe 40 if, you know, driving slow. And,
yeah.
It's called Richards Gardens Nursery, and it's they got a lot of good selections up there, and we got a whole trailer full of daylilies last Friday.
Holy cow! Are they?
I can't remember the price of them, but they were very reasonable. And they were really nice flowers. So.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your call. I'll pass that along.
Yep, and have a good semi-retirement.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you, Glenn.
You know, it's. You never know if anybody's listening until you tell everybody you're going to be heading out. All right. Had lots of people call in today to say, wish me a happy semi-retirement. I guess that's probably true. All right. In which city was Jim Morrison, you know, the lead singer for why am I forgetting? Oh, one of my favorite songs, The End by Jim Morrison. Where was he buried? Do you know where he's buried? It's kind of unusual. Jim Morrison is buried in Paris, France, not Paris, Michigan. And I know there is one. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something that you'd like to sell or an event or something like that, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We have that. We have several announcements. Meet and Dine with the Presidents. It's going to be on November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. It's to raise funds for the Marion County Historical Society. And you'll get to meet, I'm guessing, about 12 different presidents that will be there, including Colonel Edmund Starling, who was the White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. And then they're going to have a special guest speaker, which will be Mary Ellen Withrow, who you all know was the 40th Treasurer of the United States. All right, Caledonia Farmers Market's going on Saturday from 10 to 1, and that's at the Caledonia Public Square from 10 to 1. Harvest Happening Festival and Craft Show Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a $2 admission. Can't beat that, right? And they're going to have all sorts of things. That'll be out at the Morrow County Fairgrounds in Mount Gilead. Let's see. The Marion County Fairgrounds is going to have a produce market on the 24th of this month that you can head out to. Let's see. There's going to be a cornhole tournament. $20 for entry. It's going to be at Steve Young's Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia, Ohio. They're going to take up to 80 players. Free food for everyone. Everyone is welcome. At the St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo, Ohio. That's going to be on August 23rd, and between 4:30 and 6 p.m., you just pull up to the door right by the parking lot, and they will bring your hot meal right out to you. Okay, that gives us several of our announcements are done. Hang on, I got to put everything back so people don't think I'm messy around here. We have a gentleman that's trying to sell a Plano tackle box and fishing lures for bass. 740-389-1479. That's 740-389-1479. Leave a message if he doesn't answer the phone. The Grandview Estates yard sale's going on this weekend from 8 o'clock. For sure from 8 o'clock on Saturday, and maybe there will be several on Friday as well. Lady looking for some daylilies, 740-262-9148. Give her a call. If you've got some daylilies you're going to yank out and throw away, she would be glad to take them off your hands, I'm sure. And also I got a call from someone saying that Richard's Nursery up in New Washington has a really good selection of daylilies. Okay, where are we? Almost last 18 minutes before I'm out of here. What was the first state? Do you know what the first state in the Union was? Delaware. I didn't know that there was a first state. I thought all 13 states came in all at once, but apparently Delaware was the first state. Excuse me, I had to cough there. What is the capital of Spain? Do you know what the capital of Spain is? I knew this. Many of these trivia questions, I have no idea what the answers are. Matter of fact, I go home and tell my wife, answers that I've come to find out by doing these trivia things that I didn't know before. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I have for sale two very nice Vera Bradley purses. They're both navy blue. One is a little bit bigger than the other, and I would like to have $10 a piece for them.
What is the brand name of those? I'm sorry.
Vera Bradley.
Vera Bradley purses. Okay. And you'd like $10 a piece. What's your phone number?
740.
Yeah.
262-7348.
Okay, let me read this back to you, make sure I got it all right. You've got two, did you say they were blue?
Navy blue,
navy,
yes.
Navy blue, okay. You have two navy blue Vera Bradley purses for sale for only $10 a piece. That sounds like a really good deal. Give you a call at 740-262-7340. Is that correct?
No. 7348.
Oh, there goes my dyslexia again. It's creeping in. Thank you. Let me call reiterate this number. 740-262-7348. Is that right?
Yes.
There we go. All right.
And they're just like new.
Like new. Okay. I will mention that, and we'll see if we can't get rid of them for you.
Okay, good Thanks. Luck in your travels.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice lady wishing me good luck in my travels. Yeah, we're going to need good luck. I was pretty confident with driving that RV. It's got dual back wheels, so you don't get knocked around by the wind very much. But it also means it's a little wider than some. And it is kind of, yeah, you have to be careful when you're passing an 18-wheeler on a two-lane road. All right. That lady, she's got two Vera Bradley purses. They're navy, and they're like new. $10 for each purse. 740-262-7348. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, I just want to wish you a happy semi-retirement.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gonna miss you on the radio.
Oh, you're very kind.
Somebody has a point of view, you know, it's, mine's pretty much of mine.
We are pretty close, aren't we, Lee?
Yeah. All right. You help me argue politics and stuff.
Well, you know, stay the way you are and stay enjoying life.
I hope Dr. Feynman's continues with Adam.
I think he is going to be on, maybe not every week, but he is going to be on with Adam, yeah. And I know Scott will have him on occasionally as well. And I'm going to be on occasionally when they need me.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How kind. How kind of you people. You have all become my friends, and that's why I did this show this morning, Things I Wish for My Friends, and even the ones that don't like me, and there are some. I've had a couple people get on the air and tell me I was full of it, and they might be right. I may be full of it at times. Oh, well. All right, let me go back over what we have. We're down to our final 13 minutes. We have a gentleman who has a Plano tackle box. Now, you probably know what a Plano tackle box is. I don't, but I know what a tackle box is. I don't know what, I guess Plano is the brand name. And he also has some bass fishing lures for sale. If you're interested in either one or all, 740-389-1479. If you don't get an answer, leave a message, and he will get back to you. Also, the Grandview Estates yard sales are going on this weekend, probably Friday and definitely Saturday, starting around 8 o'clock in the morning. Head on out there for there northeast of town there to the Grandview Estates for their yard sales. A lady looking for some daylilies, if you got some that you're just digging up and throwing away, she'd love to have them. Give her a call at 740-262-9148. Apparently, there are some really good buys on daylilies out at Richard's Nurseries out in New Washington. So if people are looking for a good deal, there's some out there. A lady just called in. She has two purses, Vera Bradley purses. They're navy in color. They're just like new. All she wants is $10. I don't think you can get any purse for $10. But anyway, she has two of them. 740-262-7348. All right, we'll go back over the stuff that's been sent in to us here in a minute. I haven't been able to get rid of my tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, but if you want a pair of tickets, give me a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll make sure we get them to you. Okay. What am I? Oh, I know what I'm doing. Sometimes that's the problem with being here on the air. You don't know what you're doing, and I have that problem. The capital city of Spain is Madrid. I brought that question up, but I forgot to give you the answer. Madrid is the capital of Spain. Okay, let's see if I got anything that's good here. What is the painting La Gioconda, more usually known as La Gioconda? Now, I never knew it's called La Gioconda. That was what the real name of the Mona Lisa is. I've seen the Mona Lisa. I went to the Louvre when I was very young. I was 18. We were touring Europe with my folk trio, and we were able to get into and see the Mona Lisa. I gotta tell you, I was disappointed. It just looked like any other old painting to me. But I never have been very much for old paintings. So I like modern art. I've always liked modern art the best. What is Chandler's last name? You know, Chandler on the sitcom Friends. What is his last name? I remember this. This is one I could have answered, I think. Chandler Bing. B-I-N-G. I think I wouldn't have any idea what the other character's last name was, but for some reason or other, Chandler Bing always stuck in my head. About how many taste buds does the average human tongue have? Now, this is a question I can't imagine you know the answer to unless you're a doctor or something like that. How many taste buds does the average human tongue have? 10,000. Now, I think my wife, you know, some people can smell better than other people. My wife can smell, she can smell anything from about 400 miles away. Hi! Somebody honked at us as they went by, so I thought I'd say hi. but my wife can smell anything. I'm better with taste. My son and daughter-in-law are excellent with taste because they are vintners. They make wine out in California, and they can tell you the taste of that wine has oak in it, or it has dandelions in it, or something. They can distinguish all those different things. I'm not that good, but I do have pretty good taste, bud. I can tell things. Who did Madonna kiss at the 2003 VMAs? Now, this led to quite a stir. The answer is Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Those are two that I wouldn't mind kissing, but this was Madonna that kissed them, not me. Three of my favorite people. Okay, let me go back over. We've got only about 8 minutes left to go. I'll go back over the things that were mailed into us, and then I'll go back over the items that we're trying to get rid of for other people. Meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. That'll be on November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Day Spring Wesleyan Church. That's being put on by the Marion County Historical Society to raise funds. The event pricing is $40 for VIP seating. I'm not sure if there's very many of those left. $35 for general seating, and they do have a special price for kids between 5 and 12. The presidents that are going to be speaking at that event, James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt, and Ronald Reagan, and then they're going to have Betty Ford there as well as speaker. The non-speaking presidents, the people that will be sitting at the different tables with the different guests, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, James Buchanan, Ulysses Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, Harry Truman, and Dwight Eisenhower. Along with Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be a special guest speaker. Saturday, August 13th, they're going to have a cornhole tournament, $20 for, I guess, per team. The cornhole tournament is Saturday, August 13th. It says check in by 11 a.m. and the bags will fly at noon. All right, and that's going to be at Steve Young's Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia, Ohio. For registration, call 7437. There, that dyslexia keeps jumping back in. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Oh, hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Graham?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, I have a happy retirement.
Well, thank you
so much. I know me and you don't agree on a few things, but that's okay. But you'll find out. It seems like you don't have any time. Everything's in a hurry. You're just doing so many things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell you what, I retired like 10 years ago or so, and every day is just busy, busy, busy on the go. You know, I do a big garden and all that,
yeah.
But you'll find out, like, how about everything done?
Well, now, I have a fairly good-sized garden, and I struggle to get things done, even though
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I start 100 things, and yeah. I do some of them, but sometimes I'm not good at it.
Yeah, so. I hear you. I'm the same way.
Well, you have a good retirement,
well,
man.
Thank you so much for your
I'll
thoughts.
I'll see you later on, maybe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
So many people calling in to wish me a happy retirement. I think they're glad to get rid of me. No, not really. They're being very kind. All right, another item, a thing that's going on, and I'm down to the last 4 minutes, so I don't have very much time. Out at the Marion County Fairgrounds on August 24th, they're going to have a produce market. That'll be interesting. Harvest Happening and Festival Craft Show Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th from 10 to 5 p.m. That'll be at the Morrow County Fairgrounds in Mount Gilead. Caledonia Farmers Market will be this Saturday from 10 to 1. I think I got all those things called mentioned. Boy, I got to put all the papers back without causing the whole world to fall apart here. We also, okay, I'll mention the things that we have had people call in about. A gentleman's trying to sell a Plano tackle box and fishing lures, bass fishing lures. For information about that, call 740-389-1479 and leave a message if he doesn't answer the phone right away. All right. Grandview Estates, they're having their yard sales this weekend, starting probably on Friday, but definitely Saturday from 8 o'clock. Lady looking for some daylilies, if you're trying to, you know, thin yours out, she'd like to take the leftovers, 740-262-9148. And a lady called in, she has two purses, Vera Bradley purses. They're navy in color. They're just like new. Only $10 for each of the purses. 740-262-7348. Well, I tell you what, we're getting real close to the bewitching hour. I'm down to, let's see, what am I down to? I'm not quite sure what I'm down to. I'm down to my last 2 minutes. Here on the air on a regular basis, and I'll be more than happy to come back when Scott needs me. Anyway, thank you so much for being such kind listeners, putting up with an old man and his thoughts that aren't necessarily your thoughts. I know there are a lot of people that probably think I'm crazy. Anyway, my wife thinks I'm crazy, so you're in good company. All right, and Buddy, my executive producer, would like to say goodbye to you, and he'd give you a lick on the face if he could. He does me occasionally. You know, the most surprising wake-up call I ever get is when it's about 6:30 and he wants me to take him out. And I'll be maybe semi-snoring, and all of a sudden a puppy dog tongue comes into my mouth. It's kind of embarrassing and kind of nasty at the same time, but I love him. All right. Well, thank you so much for the last 3.5 years or so of my being on the air. I will be back. I'm not going to be gone forever. I'll be back, for like the voting stuff and big events, and I'll be back. I'll be singing for the Christmas party. Not solo singing. I'll be singing with the other people. I don't solo sing anymore. I'm really not quite sure what to say, but have a great life. Well, my phone says we're off the air, but we're not. Hang in there. I'm sure it'll go away here.